الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحبه. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, we are all seated here today with this deep-hearted pain and sorrow upon the passing away of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Maulana, who has been an inspiration to one and all, of all levels of our city, nationally, internationally, no words can explain to what extent Hazrat Maulana has been an inspiration to one and all. That is something that we all agree on, we all concur. But remember, eternity has not been made and has not been decreed for anybody. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْفِ. That eternity has not been prescribed and made for anyone. If it was for someone, it would have been for our Piyali Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْفِ. That no one before you, addressing Piyari Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one before you and even you, what is meant even you, eternity has not been prescribed for anyone. It's not an easy task to be seated here in the same minbar, the same place, the same program that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi used to conduct. But had it not been for that telephone call that Hazrat Maulana had made to myself, the sinful servant of Allah, from Medina Sharif, reconfirming me to conduct this program, I would have not been seated here. It was Hazrat Maulana's rahmatullah alayhi shafqat, kindness towards one and all, towards us especially, so that there is such a thing as continuity in the work of deen. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, prophet of Allah. Prophet of Allah. 1 year approximately prior to him leaving this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him, O Prophet Sulaiman, you are to leave this world. I have entrusted you with a responsibility. Well before his demise, before him passing away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had entrusted him with a responsibility. And that is to construct and to build the Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it for him. As Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلُهَا. Allah never, those who understand the Arabic language, لَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ, لَنْ يُسْتَأْخِرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا, emphasis. Never Allah will delay the passing away of a person when his time is up. As the poet says, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى نَفَسٌ مِّنْهَا إِنْتَقَسْتَ بِهِ جُزْءًا. That your life, what is your life? It's just a few breaths that can be counted, enumerated. As you take a breath in and out, your life is now decreasing. Ulama have mentioned in the books of Tafsir, commentary of the Quran Sharif, that a person breathes in and out 24,000 breaths a day. And once that time is over, there is not a single breath, not a single second, that a person is going to be given extension. As our Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damal Barakatum, and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to constantly remind us of this poem, Ajib hai zindagi ka visa. Na ma'lumul mi'ad, na qabil extension. That strange is this visa of life. It's just a visa, a temporary thing. We don't know when it's going to expire, and we cannot extend it. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah that you have been given the responsibility of building the Baitul Muqaddas. But 1 year prior to its completion, it has been decreed for you to leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that if he had to take him away just suddenly, he had subjugated under Sulaiman alayhi wasalam the jinnat. They were building the Baitul Muqaddas. So 1 year prior to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some narrations it is mentioned, he was instructed to sit on his throne, being the king, and place a stick, he was given a stick that he placed under his chin. There are the narrations also. Reclining on that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away his life. Malakul Maut, the angel of death, took away his life. He remained in that position for approximately 1 year. Commentators of the Quran Sharif, Allama Mahalli, Tafsir Jalalain, and many other ulama of Tafsir, they mentioned that he stayed in that state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the bodies of the prophets. Their bodies do not rot. So he stayed in that state for approximately a year. Only when the termites had eaten that stick and he fell forward. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنِّ أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident in the Quran Sharif. That only when these termites ate the stick and he fell forward, did the people then realize he had passed away. And when they made their calculations, it was already approximately a year. It was a different shariat, different laws were applied. Many questions can be asked, but that is Allah Ta'ala's wisdom. That is how Allah Ta'ala wanted it for Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah, the ulama, the elders have made a decision that the programs of Hazrat Maulana must continue in this masjid. And like that, the other works that he was involved in, so many, an ocean on his own. Inshallah, Maulana Naeem Sahib will be continuing with the programs. The program will be on Monday and continue in that way, inshallah. All the brothers that were attending previously should also continue in that way, inshallah. What is mainly required of us is, as I recited the Quran Sharif ayat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. A sahabi, what Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, this verse of the Quran Sharif, when a sahabi comes to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, we are alive today, you are alive today. We visit you, we see you, we are in your company. When we are in your company, there are many narrations. When we are in your company, we feel so nice. We feel close to Allah. We have the fear of Allah in us. But definitely a day will come when you'll have to leave this world. What do we do then? How do we then live our lives in a way that we live a life of happiness and joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. The message of this ayat before I translate is, the main thing is the obedience of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the main thing. Whichever alim it be, whichever scholar it be, whichever sheikh it be, he is your guide. He is your guide in order for you to obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif we have, the hadith we have. These are all guides. Our maqsad, our goal, our purpose in life is Allah, is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We use these ulama, we use these mashayikh, we use these means as a means of us obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Whoever obeys Allah and Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah in Jannat, these obedient servants of Allah, they will be together in the company of Nabiyeen, the prophets of Allah, وَالصِّدِّيقِين, and the true lovers, the true obedient pious servants of Allah, وَالشُّهَدَاء, the martyrs, وَالصَّالِحِين, and the pious servants of Allah, وَحَسْنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. They are the best companions for us. Although we are grieved, but a consolement for us, that the main thing is Hazrat Maulana, and like that, all the ulama, the scholars of deen, what they want from us is to obey Allah, is to obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our own benefit. And by doing so on the day of Qiyamah, we will be with them inshaAllah. The hadith says, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That a man will be resurrected. He will be in the company on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah with who he had love with. True love. What is true love? إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. A lover, who is a true lover of his beloved, is the one who is the obedient one. Lip service is not sufficient. Outer appearance is not only sufficient. It's both the outer and the inner. It is the lip service together with that. But the true love of a person is in his obedience. So who we love, how we will depict, how we will describe, how we will show our love, how our love will become avowed to people, and to Allah, and to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is by way of obedience. A person was praising his beloved, that you are so beautiful, you are so pretty, you are this and you are that. Praise the beloved above the moon, above the arsh. So the beloved knew that this person praising me is not true in love. What she told him, behind you is my sister who is much, much more beautiful than you, than me. Much, much more beautiful than me. Much more pretty than me. If you say I am the most beautiful, I am the most pretty person, you love me the most, look at her, I'm still nothing. So to test him, she said this. When he turned around, there was no one there. And next thing he received a slap from this person. From the beloved of his that he was fluttering all the time. Because he was not a true lover of this person. Why did he then turn around? True love is obedience of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, we've heard, whatever we've heard on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, those who've been to Peter Maritzburg on Thursday night, and like that, wherever else, whatever else we've read, that is still little in comparison to the status of what Allah Ta'ala gave Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi. In the previous trip, when Hazrat went for Umrah, when he returned, upon his return, I had mentioned the dream that I had seen about him myself. That he was in Madinah Sharif, sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. In my dream, I see this three times consecutively. And Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi was delivering a lecture to thousands and millions of people in Masjid al-Nabawi. Time and again, three times over I saw this. From this we can see that Allah Ta'ala has accepted Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi's efforts for millions, countless amounts of people to the day of Qiyamah, inshaAllah. May Allah fill his grave with nur, inshaAllah. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, who was the ustad, the sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and like that the ustad and sheikh of thousands of ulama, he writes in one of his kitabs, Malfuz, he says that when I wanted to take bay'at, I wanted to rectify myself spiritually. At that time, I looked for someone, a sheikh, and my heart was inclined to Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, we know him as the author of Fazail Amal, and like that, countless amounts of kitabs. At that time, Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh was not famous at all. Hardly much known. At that time, there were such great pious people at that time. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, like that, so many others. But Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah took to bear to him. And he says, Maine is choti kirki se. From this small window, I reached Allah. He does not claim it. But what he tried to say is that I worked upon my spirituality to rectify myself and make my islah. And that is what we understand from that, is that he became Allah's close servant. Pious, buzurg, wali of Allah. And he says, I use this small window. So the maqsad and the purpose is obedience of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the ummatis and followers of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short lives, but great rewards. Allah ta'ala gave us this Mubarak night, Laylatul Barat. Like that, Ramadan. And like that, so many other occasions. Allah Ta'ala has given us as an excuse for us, for our own benefit. Our Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he depicts to us, describes to us our lifespan and the rewards we will attain in comparison to the people of the past. Yahud and Nasara, the Jews and Christians. He gives the example of one employer that had three employees under him. This is hadith of Tirmidhi in page 115 of the second part of Tirmidhi, and also in Bukhari in four different places the hadith is narrated. That this employer has three employees. The first employee, he works for this employer from the morning till midday. The second works for him from midday till Asr Salah, Asr Namaz. And the third from Asr to Maghrib. A shorter time. The first person, the first employee is paid in those days, it's called one qirat. Qaf, ya, ra, alif and ta. Qirat. One he's paid. For our understanding, just for us to understand it, he's paid 100 rands. The second employee works from midday till Asr Salah. Shorter time than the first, but he's given the same wage. One qirat, for our understanding, 100 rands. But the third employee, he works the shortest amount of time. From Asr Salah to Maghrib Salah. Asr Namaz to Maghrib Namaz. In our times is approximately an hour to 1.5 hour. But this third person, third employee, he is paid a double wage of the first two. He is paid 2 qirat. For our understanding, 200 rands. This is the example our Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us, that this third person, he worked little time, less amount of time, but his wage was much more. His repayment was much more. We have short lives. But our rewards and thawab would be much more greater than the people of the past. They had long lives, but we have short lives, the rewards are greater. Ramadan, Laylatul Barat, and like that Hajj, and like that there's so many other occasions in the year. Small amount of actions, but what great rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. We are the followers of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last ummah to come in the world. Last nation to come in this world. First to go into Jannah. From the 120 lions and serfs on the day of Qiyamah, we will be 80. The remainder will be 40. Kuntum khayra ummah, ukhrijat linnas. You are the best, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, say, best of nations, taken out, sent to this world, for the benefit of mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Instructing that which is good, forbidding that which is evil, and having firm belief in Allah. These are supposed to be our qualities, enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, and having firm belief in Allah. Once, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, beloved wife of Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lengthy incident. But just what we have to understand based on what I'm discussing today. She had seen a poor lady who had two daughters. This poor lady was begging. And she was just given one khajur, one date. She made that khajur into two pieces, gave one piece to each daughter, and she had nothing for herself. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, beloved wife of Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she depicts this, describes this with tears in her eyes, with sorrow in her heart. How pitiful, what a pitiful state. This lady was so poor. She had nothing for herself, but she was so kind and merciful to her two daughters. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies to her, "O Aisha, do you think that this woman has been kind and has shown rahmat to her daughters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy upon us is much more greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed and made 100 portions to His rahmat and mercy. Of that, He's only sent in this world one portion of His rahmat and mercy. 99 portions of His rahmat and mercy He's kept in store for us in the hereafter. And of that one portion of Allah's rahmat, you see this mother being kind to her daughters. But 99 portions of Allah's rahmat and mercy, Allah has kept in store for us in the hereafter, inshaAllah. Laylatul Barat, a very Mubarak, blessed night. In the hadith, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described to us in his words, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعَبَانِ فَيَغْفِرُ فِيهَا لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ أو له عتقاء من النار بعدد شعور غنم كلب. Time and again we are reminded about this hadith that on the day of on the night of Laylatul Barat, the night of freedom, emancipation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercy is directed to us, the entire creation, on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees, emancipates countless amounts of people from the fire of Jahannam. The example and the words given is bi'adadi shu'uri ghanami kalb. There was a famous, huge, large tribe at that time called Kalb. They were a large tribe. They had so many cattle. So the hadith says, in accordance to the hair upon the backs of the cattle of this tribe Kalb. Countless amounts of people are forgiven on this night. May Allah make us from them, inshallah. But certain categories of people have been excluded. We've heard this time and again. It's a reminder for myself and all of us that may Allah free us from these, from being of, in any of these seven categories. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ فِيهَا إِلَى مُشْرِكٍ. On a night of this magnitude, of such great rahmat and maghfirat and mercy descending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shower His mercy, being ghafoor and raheem. This is what today we have forgotten. We merely look at Allah being ghafoor and raheem. As Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. That tell my servants that definitely I am ghafoor and raheem. I am most forgiving, most merciful. But my punishment is the most painful punishment. That is what we must always keep in mind. A balance on both. Hope in Allah and fear from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, first category is a mushrik, polytheist, a person that ascribes partners with Allah. Whether in Allah's existence or whether in any attributes of Allah. We do understand this. Alhamdulillah, we believe in Allah being as one. He being unique in His qualities as one. A mushrik is not forgiven on this night. Second, mushahin. A person who harbors enmity, hatred, ill feeling, malice towards anyone. How common it is today. A small thing, petty issue, something we just heard from someone, without verification, without even verifying, without finding out, just mere hearsay, no proof, and there we begin to think bad about a person. We begin to have hatred in our heart for that person, on mere hearsay, on mere assumptions. Somebody said, qila wa qal, as the hadith says, it was said, somebody said something. No proof, no verification, and there we think bad about the person. We have hatred toward the person. We make our hearts, as Maulana Rahmatullah used to always say, a garbage bin, garbage truck, dirty towards that person. As a result, when we have hatred in our hearts, by having hatred towards anyone, the worst of our enemies, it will deprive us of Allah's mercy and rahmat. Once Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Anas radiallahu an, Ya Anas, in qadarta an tusbih wa tumsi, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya, wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahad faf'al. O Anas radiallahu an, close Sahabi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made the khidmat and service of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years approximately. He says, tells him that, Anas, Ya Bunaya, in one narration, Ya Bunaya, O my son, if you have the ability, meaning, make it part of you. This was the way of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us. With muhabbat, shafqat and mercy. That make it such that every morning and every evening, you free your heart from enmity, malice, hatred, ill feeling towards anybody. وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. Then he says, that is my way, my sunnah, my way. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Who loves my sunnah loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Who loves me, loves my sunnah, as I said previously, practices upon my sunnah. That person loves me, he's practices upon my sunnah, he will be with me in Jannah. He will be with me on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah, inshaAllah. We want to be with Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Jannah. We want the company of the pious, adopt the sunnah ways of removing that malice from our heart towards anybody and everybody. The worst of our enemies, yes, maybe, we may not be able to be compatible with the person, get along with the person. At least this must clean your heart. Make salam to the person. The hadith says, Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. The person who makes salam first, that person is free of pride. We all know the example of Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh. He was always the first person to make salam to us. When we went to meet him, the musallis of the masjid and others will be a witness to that. Almost every time, or we can say it every time, Hazrat Maulana used to make salam first. The hadith says, Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. The person who makes salam first, he is free of pride. Make salam to the person. Even if you cannot get along with the person, free your heart out of malice, hatred, ill feeling towards the person. We know of many incidents come into my mind in the life of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he conquered Makkah, we know what happened there. He freed the people. لا تخريب عليكم اليوم اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. No reproach, no blame, nothing on you today. Go, you are free. He gave them amnesty. He forgave them. What to what people did? Time and again in Hazrat Maulana's dua, we heard what takleef people caused him. We've heard in other talks how entrails of camels were placed on him. People threw dirt on him. Thorns were placed in his path. In Taif, we know what happened. But he cleansed his heart. Kept his heart free. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam seated with the Sahaba in the Masjid al-Nabawi. A simple Sahabi enters the Masjid. He tells the Sahaba, this Sahabi is a Jannati. A person guaranteed Jannat in his world. The second day the same. According to some narrations, even the third day. Sahaba were curious. What does he do special in his life that we can also do? And we will get the same reward, same status of being guaranteed Jannat. By who? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Sahabi, lengthy incident. He makes an excuse to go and stay with this person. He stays with him for a short while. And he does not see anything much special with this person. He then questions him that what special act do you carry out in your life that you were declared by the master Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being a Jannati? What special? I do not see any much special deed in your life. He says that I heard that hadith which I just quoted, and I ensure every morning, every evening, I ensure that my heart is kept clean. Is kept clean of enmity, malice, hatred towards anyone and everyone. Even towards my worst of enemies. Even towards my worst of enemies. It's not an easy task. It's easy to say. The main thing is amal, practice that rid our hearts of this. Make our hearts clean. We want Allah's muhabbat. We want the rahmat. We want the barakat. We want the forgiveness on this Mubarak night. Make this intention. Today, hatred is between family members. Brother and brother, sister and sister. Mother and daughter, father and son. And the extended families. Hatred upon hatred. As I said earlier, just by hearing something, no verification, no proof, and there we have hatred towards the person. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when he used to hear someone made ghibat about him, backbited about him, somebody was his enemy so called, somebody did not like him, he used to send that person gifts. He used to send that person gifts and be good towards the person. Famous hadith we've heard many times, easy to say, but we must make the himmat, take the courage, myself and all of us, to make amal. صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. Join ties with the person who breaks off ties from you. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Forgive the person who's oppressed you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Be good. Show ihsan. Show favors. towards the person who has been bad to you. He's been bad to you, you be good to him. Famous hadith time and again we are reminded about is the hadith of Muflis. What is the hadith of Muflis? A bankrupt person. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned the Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ? Do you know who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba replied, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعْ? Person got no money, no goods, no commodities. Worldly terms, that is a muflis, a bankrupt person. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, who is a muflis? Who is a bankrupt person? He'll have nothing to his credit. Is the person on the day of Qiyamah, day of judgment, in the hereafter. That is a real bankrupt person. Not in this world. But he'll be bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. Who is that person? الَّذِي يَأْتِي يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ كَثِيرًا وَصِيَامٍ كَثِيرًا. Day of Qiyamah, he will bring to Allah, he will have recorded in his book of deeds. But remember, whenever we perpetrate an act, there are many witnesses to those acts, good or bad. One is the Kiraman Katibin, those who are writing, those angels that are writing our deeds. That's one. Two, our own limbs. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, day of Qiyamah will be a day. Our tongues, our hands, our feet, they will not be allowed to talk anything incorrect. They will testify, they will bear testimony against us with all our deeds. That's the second. Third is the ground. The place, even though people were not seeing, it was an enclosed, secluded place. But even the ground and the place that we perpetrated that good or evil deed will bear testimony, will be a witness against us in the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Mawlana Yusuf Desai read that in the second rakat, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, that even the ground will speak about all actions that were carried out upon that ground. Whatever it be, small or big, good or bad, the ground itself will be a witness. So this person on the day of Qiyamah, he'll come to Allah. He will bring with him plenty namaz, plenty salah, plenty fasting, roza, and like that, plenty other good deeds. Umrah, Hajj, Dhikr, Tilawat. But when it came to the rights of people, did not fulfill it. وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا. He verbally abused so-and-so. أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. Devoured the wealth of so-and-so, orphans, widows, the females in the estate. Such a scourge in our community today. How many times, daily on a daily basis, we come across wills, estates, that are made out un-Islamically. The will is made out un-Islamic. Even if it made out Islamically many times, the executor or some elderly person that is in charge of that estate, that will, he deprives the orphans, he deprives the females, he deprives the weaker ones, the younger ones, in that estate. And that person is living his life outwardly very happy. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who devour the wealth of orphans, obviously by their estate, they are in reality devouring fire in their bellies. Allah Ta'ala says that in the Quran Sharif. So this person was outwardly a pious person. He came to worshipping Allah. But when he came to people, verbally abused them. As today is the verbal diarrhea we have today. Of swearing, vulgar language. شَتَمَ هَذَا أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He devoured the wealth of so-and-so. He stole, embezzled, snatched, did not pay his dues and debts. Daraba hadha. He hit, physically hit someone. Where this comes from? This comes from enmity, hatred, malice. The rights of people are not fulfilled. You merely hear something. You may merely assume something. No proof, no verification. And that then makes your heart a garbage bin, garbage truck, full of dirt, full of enmity, full of hatred, full of malice. What will happen with this person on the day of Qiyamah? First and foremost, the hadith says, his good deeds will be given to those people who he wronged in this world. If his good deeds finish off, the evil deeds and sins of those people will be placed on his account. Will be placed on him, and he will have to pay for their sins. As a result, he did a lot in his world in terms of worshipping Allah. When it came to the rights of people, were not fulfilled. That will lead him to becoming muflis, bankrupt in the day of Qiyamah. And when a person does not have any good deeds, we know what will be his result in the akhirah and hereafter. Hatred, enmity, malice, the person that has in his heart on this Mubarak night, that person is not forgiven. One of the major causes of this hatred is the not protecting our tongues. How we speak, what we speak, how we react to situations, what we talk about people. We know what the hadith says, al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. We've heard this so many times that we practice upon it. And the hadith is mentioned every morning. Every morning. The limbs of the body, they speak to the tongue. In istaqamta istaqamna, in i'wajajta i'wajajna. That if you are straight, we will remain straight. We will be protected. If you are crooked, we will be affected. Nobody, if you have to verbally abuse someone, say something incorrect to a person, nobody retaliates onto your tongue. He retaliates to the parts of the body. So the parts of the body speak to the tongue. That you be straight, you be correct, you protect yourself, and we will be saved, otherwise not. The hadith says, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَقِذَيْ أَرْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that that person who takes responsibility of his tongue and his chastity, I take responsibility that I will take him to Jannah. So the person that has enmity, hatred, malice, ill feelings will not be forgiven on this Mubarak night. Let us not merely ask for maaf by way of SMS, by way of a BlackBerry message, by way of an email, sincerely ask that person for maaf sincerely. I want to be forgiven. I sincerely have done wrong. Please make me maaf. Take that courage on the heart. Suppress that nafs. Suppress that evil desire. And remove that malice and evil. That evil feeling that is in our hearts. That is the second category of people that are not forgiven with Mubarak night. Third, qati'i rahimin. A person who severs family ties. He breaks off family ties. Such a common thing today. As I said earlier, family cannot see to family, brother to brother, sister to sister. Extended families, they cannot see eye to eye. Before Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, it was called Zamanul Jahiliyyah. When a person of one tribe used to merely stare at a person of another tribe, do nothing else, merely stare at the person. The history books have that for 40 years, not 40 days, not 40 months, for 40 years, wars used to continue, used to be waged between them. That was the time of ignorance, the epoch and era of ignorance. Are we then following that still? Where we have that same pettiness in us. That's why the hadith says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَيُّبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. A person Who of you, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who of you wants barakat in his wealth, in his sustenance, in his provision? Secondly, he wants barakat, extension, more benefit from his life. Fal yasil rahima. Such a person should keep up his family ties. Laysal wasilu bil mukafi, innamal wasilu alladhi idha quti'a rahimuhu wasalaha. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who is the person, in his words, who is the person who keeps up family ties? It's easy to say that this person is good to me, I'm good to him. This person is good to me, I'm good to him. But what he says, who is the person who keeps our family ties in the words of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, the person who keeps our family ties is that person who, when family ties are broken from him, he still keeps out his family ties. The person who does not want to keep our family ties with you, you keep our family ties with that person. That is the true person who's kept up family ties. In the words of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ar-Rahimu mu'allaqatun bil arsh, taqulu man wasalani wasalahu Allah, wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah. Kinship, family relation, is attached to the throne of Allah. It calls out and says, man wasalani wasalahu Allah. That person who keeps up family ties, Allah will keep up ties with that person. وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَطَعُهُ اللَّهِ. That person who does not keep up family ties, Allah breaks away from that person. That person is deprived of the mercy and maghfirah of Allah. Much more to be spoken on this topic. But the main thing is, enmity, hatred, keeping up family ties is something we must always have good akhlaq and character in our lives. I was reading an article with regards to tawbah, repentance. When we repent to Allah, we know the conditions. A person regrets on his sins. A person leaves out the sin too. And third, he makes this firm determination not to go back to that sin. But that is tawbatul awam. That is a person who just came into Islam. A person who is not close to Allah. A person who is far from Allah. That is his repentance and tawbah. The second level of tawbah that the ulama have mentioned of repentance is tawbatul khawas. A person who wants to come closer to Allah. A person who is a practicing Muslim. What is his level of repentance and tawbah? For him, what is tawbah is to rid himself of bad character. That is why the hadith says that the most weightiest thing, the most weightiest action on the scales on the day of Qiyamah will be al-khuluqul hasan. Is good character. Not your salah, not your namaz, not your roza, not your umrah and hajj. The hadith says that the most weightiest action on the scales on the day of Qiyamah will be akhlaqi hasana, will be good character. So the tawbah and the repentance of those who are close to Allah, khawas, those who are practicing Muslim, is to rid themselves of bad akhlaq, bad character, spiritual maladies to be rid of. So that is the third category of people who will not be forgiven on this Mubarak night. Fat aqin li walidayhi, a person disobedient to his parents. The hadith is clear. The doors to Jannah are your parents. Those who make their khidmat and serve them and are obedient to them, their doors open to Jannah. And those who do not, we know what their results are. We've heard time and again, we all know the importance of it. Even the West, they will have Father's Day and Mother's Day once in a year as a money-making scheme, just for their finances. We know what is the reality of making khidmat, service and obedience to our parents. The fifth category of people that are not forgiven this Mubarak night is musdil, a male who allows his garments to flow below his ankle. In the words of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi enters the masjid, new Muslim, accepted Islam, sahabi, performs his salah. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees him performing salah. He calls him, He says, Salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go perform your salah again, you have not read your salah. He goes back. He comes back again. He says, go back. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, go back again, perform your salah again. 3 times consecutively, this person's garments was below his ankles. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, perform your salah again. Keeping the garments above the ankles is not only for salah. It's not only for the masjid. It's at all times. That is why the hadith says, our Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dama Barakatum, he advises us and reminds us constantly about this hadith, which are the words of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Ma taht al kaabi min al izar fi nar." That garment that is flowing for a male from the top and goes below the ankles, that part that it touches below the ankles will be in a fire of Jahannam. These are the words of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many more hadith with regards to this, regarding this aspect, but that is also the one category of people that are deprived of the mercy, maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah in this Mubarak night. 6th category, mudmini khamrin. A person who is an ardent lover of intoxicants, drugs, alcohol. And we find today, we all know brothers. We all know who is in the forefront in selling these items, promoting these items. It is none other than many of our Muslim brothers. Whether it be those who are local or are not local, but they are in the front line. Many, I do not say all, I say many. These same people are destroying their dunya and akhirat, and even destroying the dunya and akhirat of so many. How many people will come to us drug-related cases? What it leads to? We know the harms of it. But the person who is an ardent lover, intoxicant, on this Mubarak night is not forgiven. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, it is mentioned about him that this Mubarak night was a night that his life changed and he became Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. On this Mubarak night, he slept away in a state that he was completely intoxicated. He sees in a dream, lengthy incident. To cut it short, he sees in his dream his young daughter that had just passed away. She's admonishing him, scolding him, telling him, reading the ayah to him, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. Hasn't time come, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, hasn't time come? Is your age not such now that you have to change your life? Your heart must melt and turn towards Allah's dhikr and whatever the Quran Sharif has. When he sees, he hears that, he sees the torments, the punishments met out to the people on the day of Qiyamah and hereafter. He sees his flesh through in his dream. That became a means of him changing his life on this Mubarak night. So a person who's an ardent lover of intoxicants, anything that intoxicates the person on this Mubarak night is deprived of Allah's mercy. And qatil nafsin, the person who has committed murder, a murderer, on this Mubarak blessed night, such a person is deprived of Allah's mercy. Unless, yes, he makes up for it, he follows whatever Quran Hadith tells him, that is a different situation. Otherwise, the person who just committed murder and left it at that, what steps supposed to be followed for the matter to be resolved according to Sharia was not followed, such a person on this night is deprived also. Aisha radiallahu anha, lengthy hadith, but she quotes to us, I will just give you the main part of the hadith, in which Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that yanzilu rabbukum tabaraka wa ta'ala ila samai dunya laylatan nisfi min sha'ban min ghurubi shams. From the time the sun sets, Allah ta'ala's tajalli, special mercy, comes onto the first sky above us. And Allah ta'ala calls out, yaqul hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfiru lah. Is there anyone on this Mubarak night that wants forgiveness? I'm prepared to forgive. Hal min mustarziqin fa arzuku. Anyone who wants rozi, rizq, sustenance, and I'll give it to him. Hal min mubtalan fa u'afi. Is there anyone who's in any difficulty, pareshani, problem, predicament, in a situation where he cannot come out of it financially in any other way, physically, financially, mentally, anybody in any difficulty, فَأُعَافِي. What I will do, I will grant him ease from that. Who is calling this out? Allah. On this Mubarak night, comes onto the first sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his hands has a khazain of everything. The treasures of everything. With firm yaqeen in Allah. When we make dua to Allah, we seek forgiveness from Allah, we ask Allah for rozi, we ask Allah for Allah to remove the calamities, difficulties and problems upon us and the entire ummah. With yaqeen in Allah, firm determination, Allah removes it inshaAllah. Famous dua that we all have heard and have learned by now. أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. This is the dua Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made on this Mubarak night. He says, أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِكَ. As I'm reading it, brother, let us read it together. أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Very powerful, beautiful dua. He says, O Allah, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your azab. Who is saying this? Ma'asum Nabi, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your adab. Today we feel we are free. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Do what we want. Allah is just Ghafoor Rahim. Allah sees our heart. We can do whatever we want. Here, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in so many places in his life, time and again we heard Hazrat Mawlana making his dua. Where Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua from Zuhr to Maghrib in Arafah. His entire beard, entire ihram was wet. The top part was wet with the tears. Again he's making dua to Allah. I seek protection in your forgiveness from your adab. A'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. I ask protection in your happiness from your displeasure. A'udhu bika mink. I seek shelter, I seek protection in you, from you. I ask you to protect me from you. Jalla wajhuk, glory be to you. La uhsi thana'an alayk. Beautifully said, I cannot enumerate praises upon you. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. You are in accordance to how you have praised yourself. This is the dua he made entire night. Pleading in front of Allah, making dua to Allah. Brother in Islam, when we say make dua to Allah, and we say du'as are accepted, many a times we have this feeling in our heart. I made dua so many times. I made dua in Arafat. I made dua in Muzdalifah. I made dua by the Multazam. I made dua on Mubarak nights. I made dua when the Khatam of Quran Sharif took place. But the hadith says that the du'as are accepted. What does acceptance mean? Many people have come to us with this complaint and this query in their mind. But I've made dua so many times. And you say the hadith, the du'as are accepted. I'm losing hope in Allah. I'm making so much dua, but I'm losing hope in Allah. Brothers in Islam, what does acceptance of dua mean? Hadith says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَى لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَطِعَةُ رَحِمْ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِيَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. When a person makes dua to Allah, and the dua has not something sinful in the dua, something he was not supposed to ask Allah, he's asking Allah for those things that are permissible for him to ask, allowed for him to ask of this world and hereafter. When he makes the dua to Allah, Allah answers him in one of the three ways. إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. One of the three ways. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَةً. Hadith says, what you ask for, you'll be given in this world immediately. What you ask for, you'd be given in this world immediately. That is one way of your dua being accepted. And we all want that. We are insan. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man has been created with hastiness in him. We want to hasten everything. Quick. Everything must be fast. Not cons of life. We have everything. Fast food, fast item. Everything must be quick. That is the nature of man. We all want that. But that's not the only one way Allah accepts our dua. Either Allah will grant us what we ask for immediately. Second way, أَوْ يُؤَخْرَ لَهُ فِي الْأُخْرَى. Allah will delay the acceptance of your dua to a latter part in your life or to the hereafter. The delay can be either in your life or to the hereafter. Great prophets of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salam, like that so many other Anbiya and prophets of Allah, they made dua to Allah after 30 years, after 50 years, after 80 years. Their du'as were accepted and they were granted that in this world. So a latter part of life. Oh, I said, under this part is into the hereafter. When Allah will delay, Allah can delay not in this world. He can give it to you in the hereafter. To explain this, I quote a hadith of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that when a yadkhulul jannati al-jannata, ahlul jannati al-jannata, people of jannat enter jannat. They will see Allah has given them so much. They will ask Allah, "Oh Allah, I do not deserve so much of sawab, so much of reward, such high status." Allah will reply, that what you did, you were rewarded accordingly. And this extra you see, whatever you feel you do not deserve, this extra you see, this is in lieu and in exchange of all those du'as you made in the world. And outwardly to you, your du'as were not accepted. You are now granted this in a hereafter. When the jannati, the hadith says, when this person in jannat will see so much of reward for all those du'as I made in the world, and I was not given what I asked in this world, but I was given in jannat, when he will see the magnitude, he will see the greatness of the thawab there, he will then desire, the hadith says, he will then desire, how nice if all my du'as were not answered in this world and I was given that in jannat. So Allah gives you in this world immediately. Allah delays it the second way, in this world or to the hereafter. And the third hadith says, يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove some calamity, some afat, bala, musibah, difficulty, problem, predicament that was supposed to befall you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that through the barakat of some dua you made in your life. You thought you made the dua. Allah did not hear it. Allah did not listen to it. Allah never grant you what you want. But Allah kept it in store for you. Some calamity, afat, bala, musibat, sickness, problem was supposed to befall you. Allah, through the barakat of that dua you made, Allah removes it, averts it, diverts it away from. Never be despondent in Allah. Always make dua to Allah with yaqeen. اُدْعُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Make dua to Allah in a way that you have yaqeen, firm conviction upon Allah accepting your dua. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives all of us tawfiq that we shun those actions and that will deprive us of Allah's mercy and forgiveness on this Mubarak night. Allah protect all of us, one and all, from falling in any of these seven categories. And may Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq to make amal upon whatever has been said and value these mubarakness. Wa akhirna alhamdulillah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhil jalal al-ikram. La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيت يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ بك رضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. هو الله forgive us. O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most tolerant forgiving Allah, O Allah forgive all of us, forgive our minor sins and our major sins. O Allah protect us, our progenies and the entire ummah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam from falling under this any of these seven categories and being deprived of the forgiveness on this Mubarak night. O Allah grant the ruh and the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayhi the noor from your side. O Allah make his qabr a rawdatam min riyad al jannah. O Allah give him the highest stage in jannah. O Allah when our time comes to leave this world, take us in a state that you are pleased with us. Take us in the mubarak lands of Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, in a state of shahadat, in a state that you are pleased with us, in a state that we come to you in a place radiyatan mardiyya. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O Allah, make us be in a state that you are pleased with us, we are pleased with you. O Allah, in a state that we are not in any sinful action or sinful place. O Allah, give us this realization, you are always watching over us. Wherever we be, our limbs are witnesses against us. The angels are witnessing against us. This land and this place that we are committing the sins and the evil acts and even the good acts, they will be witnesses against us on the day of Qiyamah. Give us this realization that one day we have to come to you. Bring us to you in a state that you are pleased with us. Inna Allahu malaikatu salluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. Salatan tunajjina biha min jamil ahwali wal afat. Wa taqdina biha jami' al hajat. وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.